This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A study now on brand differentiation. You could summon a Toyota Camry on Lyft or Uber, or a startup in Denver will send an electric Tesla. From Colorado, Dan Boyce reports.
Driving around with Tesline CEO Kyle Ewing in one of the company's Tesla Model X SUVs, he explains for many of his customers it's the environmental choice, or it's just the novelty of riding around in a sleek $120,000 electric car with an autopilot feature.
I haven't touched either pedal or the steering wheel.
Tesline driver Stephen Adams says most of his conversations with passengers are about the car itself.
Which isn't a bad thing, you know? I mean, I was excited to learn about it, too.
The company has been operating since the beginning of the year. It's a tiny startup. It's given about 1,000 rides with 5 drivers right now. Compare that to hundreds of thousands of Uber and Lyft drivers nationwide. And even though most riders interact with Tesline through an app, Ewing says it's not a rideshare service.
Tesline is more similar to a limousine company.
The company owns the Teslas rather than using the driver's cars, and there's a minimum cost of $59 per ride. Rachel Binder is an automotive analyst at CB Insights. She says Uber and Lyft's dominance makes starting a new tech-based transportation company risky.
Differentiating in the ride-hailing space is pretty difficult.
Uber and Lyft have so many cars and so much cash, they can usually drive out rivals. Such was the fate of other ride apps in the U.S. like Fasten, Fair, and Split. Still, Binder says Tesline may have found a specific enough niche.
Given that their entire service is electric vehicles, which is not something that any other major ride-hailing service has to offer.
CEO Kyle Ewing wants to expand to another state by the end of the year. He says he's turned down 2 offers of venture capital money in the past, but may look for an investor soon to spur growth. And in 5 or 10 years, he's banking on autopilot technology being more widespread.
When that happens, we will pull the drivers out of the vehicles and bring them into the office, and the vehicles be on the road by themselves 24 hours a day.
That is, except when they need to pull off the road to recharge. In Denver, I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.